humidity dropping off, temperatures do too. Bodies of water will affect the temperature ranges, anywhere from the upper 30s away from the lakes to around the upper 40s near lakes. You'll be under sunshine tomorrow afternoon with a high of lower to mid 60s. It's partly cloudy Wednesday, the morning lows of lower 50s, sunshine high of the lower 70s. Pretty decent weather going Thanksgiving Day. Under partly cloudy skies, 70s with a bit more humidity coming back. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
when the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hu with another episode of the Beat Exchange coming to you live from New Orleans so far. And today we have on the show James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. There's a lot of things going on in Oklahoma, huh, James?
I tell you, it's getting interesting around here, getting interesting everywhere, but yeah, it's we're having some fun stuff going on around here.
Right. So, what's happening with the National Guard is refusing to be vaccinated, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, and they can cry about it all they want, but even the Pentagon has confirmed that the governor of each state has ultimate say over what happens to the National Guard unless they're deployed, you know, in a federal action. So unless we go to war, Biden's just beat. Nobody has to do it in Oklahoma.
Wow. And that's per the governor?
That's per the governor.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And so who's your good governor?
That's Mike Stitt, first-term governor. He hasn't been perfect, you know. There are a few things he's done that we've been kind of like, I wonder why he did that. But it didn't hurt anything, so no harm, no foul, you know.
Right. No, that's important. I mean, yeah, we got to go. That's a little kooky. Selective in what he allows to open up for an investigation. And basically he joined together with the other Democrat governors and refused to allow the medications to be dispensed that had doctors' prescriptions for, like
Well, you know, we had a little bit of problem with that, too, mm-hmm. here, despite that was one of the confusing things that our governor did. As soon as the vaccines started being distributed, they told everybody that they were sending back a massive cache of hydroxychloroquine that they didn't decide to give out to the public.
Oh, Lord. Keep track of that, because so that's a little crazy.
Yeah, it was a little confusing that he had the treatment for it here available the whole time, but then chose not to distribute it because of fear of, well, going against the grain of what the fake news is saying. I mean, he does, you can tell he pays attention to the polls, right? And goes along a little bit with the trends a bit more than my tastes would prefer, but overall, I mean, we've had far worse, I can tell you that.
Right. Well, you see, with our governor, when I started the radio show, because I couldn't get any investigation going into some serious crimes that my family was subjected to, with attorneys making up bogus documents and that we didn't find out about till years later, but 2007, but with my name on it, and then using a bogus ID in my name to funnel money from bank accounts and safety deposit boxes in multiple parishes. But when I had asked for to get a tighter thing going for elderly protective services so that this wouldn't happen to anyone else, and so I was actually very friendly in calling to the governor's office to find out what were the elderly services for the elderly that he cut when he first came into office. And no one knew. And they sent an email, so I did, and nothing, you know, so I didn't have anything to report from week to week. And then finally, when I just started, like, blasting what it was about, then I was told that they couldn't investigate anything. EPS couldn't investigate anything that happened prior to 2018. Well, that's sort of strange, but, you know, he's been in office since 2016. But what's happened lately is that, and I don't know if it's the same lawyers behind what the phony baloney paper that the Archdiocese got busted with recently, being submitted to FEMA, but the time frame is the same of what was going on with bogus documents from my father's estate. And so, you know, I don't know if it's the same attorneys behind it, but it's very similar. And
if it's not the same people, it's probably somebody that they're directing. Which
without a doubt, there you go. There you go. Thank you, James. Oh yeah, it's the same organized crime syndicate.
It's like people are looking at the Biden administration and going, you know, this just kind of seems like Obama on steroids, and there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we went into the
40s thing. you slipped off the mic. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Obama's sitting off in his 59th state directing everything by phone. And
right.
And so, you know, that's what's going on. I mean, it's obvious. But you know, again, another hallmark of a Democrat administration happened up in what was it, Waukesha, Wisconsin, recently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's finally come out. The mainstream media isn't admitting it, but the official documents are now showing that he was a member of some Islamic terror group called the 5%, and they're some sort of black supremacist organization on top of it all.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so we have a direct Islamic terror attack on Christmas in America.
Exactly. And they want the news wants to cover it up. Another thing that they and I want you to finish up with that, but another thing that they're covering up in Waukesha, I don't know how to pronounce Waukesha, Wisconsin, is that this is one of the places where they found profound and recently vote fraud and how they were applied with Zuckerberg, Zuckerbucks. So, you know,
if only that weren't a surprise.
Right, exactly. I mean, Wisconsin got 6.9 million just in five cities. Green Bay got 1.1 million of Zuckerbucks. But anyway, we're going to come back after this break and we're going to finish talking about everything we got to say. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, and I'm sitting here with Mr. James Neighbors in Oklahoma. The truth is there for you to find. Come and join the digital army, the warriors of the modern time. What is the future of the human race when the news are right in your face?
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
His videos are grand. It's JT Wild. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's the community voice of the Crescent City. That's what we're doing here. And we're in our 75th year as a radio station. I'm only 71. But so the 75th anniversary. So if there's anything that you'd like to tell us about, you can send it to Barbara at WGSO, BARBARA at WGSO.com. And if you want to keep it private, then you can send it to the post office box, 71006, New Orleans, 70172. So here we are with Mr. James Navis from Overpasses of America. I really like those photos that you sent us, James. That was great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's going on all over the country. And right. It's, you know, it's become a thing. I mean, people are out there on an overpass just by themselves. We don't even know they were going to be there. We just, somebody sends us pictures and said, hey, I saw these people out in, you know, in Illinois or in New York or California or Washington. I mean, just like it's amazing. Just, I mean, it's because it's organic. It's grassroots. It's something anybody can do on a low budget, and it's so much fun. You know, once you get out there on an overpass, it's so much fun.
excuse you.
You know, I was thinking it with, since it's the anniversary, 75th anniversary of your radio, of the radio station, mm-hmm. that you should find a way to squeeze in Queen's Radio Gaga somewhere into the mix sometime. Okay.
It's wild down here. But New Orleans is trying to get itself back going with the music in the street all the time. You know, we've been fighting alligators down here for a while. And now there's rattlesnakes. And if you live in St. Bernard Parish, there's coyotes. So it's almost like having mountain lions coming into a residential area. But I know they're going to take care of it at some point in time.
Well, we actually do have, mountain lions, cougars, whatever you want to call them. They call them plains lions out here. It's just the same thing. It just lives in Oklahoma.
Yeah, savage animals.
But it's good to see the wildlife, though. I mean, it certainly does kind of go contrary to the, you know, Greta's thing about us destroying the planet, because if we're destroying the planet, then where are all these critters coming from?
Right. Well, they built a like a little I don't know how to describe it because everybody calls it something like this, but like a little pagoda, and then they built a bridge going across this canal. It's like it goes like to the aperture, and then it goes out to the Gulf, and so they're coming out of the woods into a residential area, and. You know, made a phone call to the parish president and at night, because we had a coyote in the backyard at 9:30 at night. I'm just trying to walk to go wash the clothes, and I heard it, you know, and then it grabbed the neighbor's cat. But it's been tearing up a lot of people's animals, pulling them right out the backyard or right off their porch, you know, and these are fenced yards. You know, and
you've got an overpopulation problem is what you've got going on. And the only cure for that is a hunting season, because there's not a predator to take them away.
Well, you know, what's happening, we can't shoot anything in city limits. They say, even though we're on swampland, you know, we should be able to defend ourselves from a wild animal coming on the premises. You know, but I did leave a message with the Paris president. I was a little nervous because it was a sort of a harrowing sound.
Those are American jackals, you know.
Right, exactly. I mean, doing the laundry and cleaning houses is terrifying enough without having a coyote to deal with. And so I told them that they have to clean it up because, you know, Araby is one of the biggest growing areas in the country, and they have a lot of nerve selling houses $300,000-$400,000 and not disclosing that we have a coyote problem, you know, to put it bluntly. So even if this helps you clean it up, I mean, I'll do anything. If they want to arrest me for anything, for what I know about corruption, So the last thing I need to do is to pull a weapon out to shoot a coyote, and then people never see me again.
Don't give them any ammo, because they will expend it.
Right. You know, so, I mean, I'm behaving myself, but the coyotes aren't. So that's that. But and also in St. Bernard, they're still fighting the container, you know, wanting the container business on port when they have, and I wanted to have the gentleman on to talk about that, you know, where the West Bank's all set up with railroad tracks and everything to handle what they want to do in St. Bernard. But you see, there's people that are on the dog board that are into other things, and so they want to put it in the woods where there's not too much traffic, but all the people down there are fighting it, you know, because they don't want that in their neighborhood. It's going to cut off. A school would even have to be changed for the container business to go down there. You know, a school would have to move. Now, St. Bernard has some of the top schools in Louisiana, probably in the country. And I have to say that. There's a lot of good teachers and everything. Although I'm starting to get stories that when Jock Sanborn was a teacher, things weren't too nice. You know, he wasn't too nice to me as a judge when he wouldn't let me see the affidavits and the statements that Charbonnet's operative, Melanie Gautreau, submitted to his court when they did this gang stalking incident in Orleans Parish, and within hours it flipped into something that occurred in St. Bernard Parish. I mean, come on. How many times y'all going to threaten me with arrest with no crime committed, but it looks like your little hill of criminal activity is starting to collapse on you people, and it couldn't be better. It couldn't happen to a better group of thugs. So anyway.
Well, you know what we've got to do, though? What we've got to do are replace all of the criminals that we have accidentally elected. I mean, I guess we accidentally elected criminals. We didn't know they were criminals.
Right.
I mean, we've got to replace these people. And, you know, Ms. Wynn put on a pretty good show for a first-time candidate.
She did.
And it's a shame she didn't win, because one thing you need up there, down there, is change. And we've actually got the same thing going on here in Oklahoma City. We've got about, 3 months left before the election in Oklahoma City. And I just found out about the guy last night. I read about his platform and everything. And he is very much a conservative, you know, a right winger. He's probably a little more right than Trump, you know. And he sounded really good. I cannot remember this guy's name. And
oh, no. Look it up while we're on the break. That's
all right.
Okay, we'll be right back in a little bit. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM. And it's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange and Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Seven people lost their lives over the weekend in two fatal crashes in Lafourche and Terrebonne Parishes, both involving suspected drunk drivers. Jeff Palermo has more.
Seven people, they lost their lives. Their families are completely ruined from here on out.
State Police Trooper Ross Brennan says the first fatal crash occurred Friday night in Terrebonne Parish. Brennan says a vehicle driven by 42-year-old Charles Triggs of Raceland tried to pass another vehicle and slammed into another one, killing himself and three others. A few hours later in Lafourche Parish, Brennan says 39-year-old Joey Claymon of Thibodaux hit an SUV head-on, killing three nursing students from Nicholls State. Claymon survived but faces numerous charges. I'm Jeff Palermo.
A woman in the Caddo Parish town of Keithville is under arrest after an infant in her care tested positive for methamphetamine. The child was taken to a hospital by a family member, and a blood test confirmed the meth in the child's system. 24-year-old Tiffany Wilson is charged with aggravated battery. This is news on LRN.
Take your shot for $100. Shot for 100 is now for all y'all. Louisiana residents who roll up their sleeves and get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at select locations will receive a $100 Visa gift card while supplies last. Visit shotfor100.com for hours and locations where you can get your vaccine and take your shot for 100. That's shotfor100.com. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
This is Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan reminding Medicare beneficiaries that open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th. Open enrollment is the time to assess your health care needs and compare available plans and benefits. Your Medicare plan should meet your needs and budget. Our Senior Health Insurance Information Program staff is available to answer your questions. Counselors provide free and unbiased guidance. Call us 1-800-259-5300 or log on to ldi.la.gov.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, Funky Uncle Live have moved our shows to the Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10. And tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. Don't worry, if you aren't able to join us at the Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on November 24th, it's Walter Wolfman Washington, and on December 1st, Mike Dusan. Don't forget that 100% of the proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Sometimes a storm is needed to clean out all of the snakes. When the warning is not heeded and there's nothing left to take, what a beautiful black sky.
Yeah. You're listening to WGSO 99 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the episode of the Beat Exchange, and we're sitting here with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. Yeah, so anyway, James, you heard about the Chesa Boudin, the San Francisco DA. They have a recall effort for him because of his lack of commitment to prosecuting crimes.
Well, I mean, good grief. Look at, all you got to do is look at the Kyle Rittenhouse trial to see how inept the best money, the best that Soros can buy.
They right. Well, you
they
know,
aren't exactly the most qualified. Well, right. The qualifications in law had nothing to do with them getting elected. Their compliance with the agenda is what got them elected.
Right. Well, you know, they had four people involved in that Rittenhouse incident. And the first thing that happened was he got kicked in the face, and they never showed that. But on the a camera picked up in the courtroom, these two programs that were on the prosecutor's laptop, and it was Heartbreak and the Format Factory. So it shows why that video that came straight from FBI surveillance was distorted, because he had the programs on his laptop to do it. And
yeah, it was disgusting, the level of prosecutorial misconduct.
Exactly. And so I personally have an issue with a video shown to me recently, you know, that was manipulated. And, you know, some people don't know my background with visuals and mixing audio. But I recognize it right off the bat before they even crush the images. And so, you know, it's like now you have now it's known that they have access to software. It wasn't somebody that was a genius that did it, an idiot. Because I have problems with the police and their phony baloney bull that they pull in three different jurisdictions now to cover up this game that's been going on with attorneys that prey upon elderly and medically vulnerable people. And it's like, if you got phony baloney documents and there's no DA that wants to deal with it besides what I told them years ago, I mean, they dealing with it now, you know, because it's too big not to. So, but, you know, people have said, what would Mr. Whitman be doing with you? I mean, he's got billions of dollars. You know, don't you know he had the tobacco case? Said, yeah. I wanted to say, oh, well, yeah, of course, you know, because, you know, when they had a movie that they were going to film, it was about the corruption in a tobacco case, they leaned on the people to change it to a gun manufacturing thing because it was too close to home. But, you know. Right.
You know, and even like it just, that happens in all sorts of movies where they right. change it because it's not politically convenient.
Right.
You know that, for example, the dragon in The Hobbit, you know, the mm-hmm. more, you know, Smaug and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
they changed his color because the original color offended the communist Chinese.
Oh, great. I mean, like, mm-hmm. I notice a lot of Chinese-looking people on the local news. I mean, not local, but on national news.
You know, I have no issue with Asian people, but it does seem kind of weird. Like, there's a whole lot more all of a sudden.
A whole
TV, and I'm like, okay, you know.
They're pretty, you know, but I mean, come on. You know,
I don't know. It's just funny, you know, right. Almost like, are they getting this ready for something here, you know?
Right, exactly. You know, it's like, well, you know, it's like some kind of way to, I mean, anyway, the, you know, being that Communist China had the software in the voting machines, you know, to flip votes that was never corrected, you know, we're still dealing with that craziness. But the problem is that we have a lot of DAs that have... this progressive attitude toward, like, criminal reform. You can't, if you don't have consequences for the criminal, you're not reforming anything. Are you doing
it? It's the exact same thing that Lenin, Trotsky, and company did in the Bolshevik Revolution. They demonized law enforcement until people hated them. And when they overthrew the czar, they released the inmates, locked up the cops, and made the criminals into law enforcement. You can imagine how well that turned out.
Well, you know, that's what they tried to do this time, is defund the police and then bring in, you know. And this is the thing that kills me. They talk about armed, this kid, 17 years old, he was at the time, but they keep wanting to say 18 like he's an adult. You know, that they have different, you know, when kids are charged with a crime as an adult. But anyway, the guy that kicked this kid in the face, jump kicked him, called the prosecution up when they found out that he was arrested. Kyle Rittenhouse was arrested and wanted to be a witness, but they didn't. The prosecutor didn't want him as a witness because that would have played into the self-defense deal and helped the defense. So he even concealed that from the defense.
Oh, yeah, it was shameful. And you know, if we lived in a just world where the prosecutors were actually looking out for law and order and justice, mm-hmm. they would not have been shy about the crimes and felonies that had been committed and convicted on all of the assailants on Kyle Rittenhouse.
Right.
Because, I mean, one of them, well, I mean, it's like Tucker Carlson said, Rosenbaum died like he lived, putting unwanted hands on minors.
Whoa. Yes. Well, you know,
but that's the quality of people that the left is now defending, literally pedophiles and domestic abusers. Why wasn't Me Too protesting against Lefty? You know, the guy that got his right bicep shot off.
Right.
Why weren't they protesting against that guy? Because he straight up was beating his girlfriend and was convicted for it. It wasn't like an accusation.
Well, they were all let out. They were all let out. I mean, look at the kid, you know, that shot up four people in school. He gets out with minimum bail, and then Kyle Rittenhouse is $1 million bail.
Well, and then that guy in Waukesha, Wisconsin, they're going to say, they're not going to admit that the Islam was the reason he committed a crime against Christians having a Christian Christmas celebration. Mm-hmm. They're going to do like they do in Europe and say he was mentally ill, which would also be accurate, but it would not be the cause of the mental, you know, we need to,
that's right.
The source needs to be admitted.
Yeah, you have a background in criminal justice, so you can say those things. You know, I'm just reminding our audience, that's all. And it's not
when
like
you're raised
Barbara
in a certain
Eagle.
Way, mm-hmm. you'll have certain beliefs. And unfortunately, this man was raised, obviously, in a radicalized environment, and people, unfortunately, have paid for that.
Well, so has Chester Bourdain, that got in as DA of San Francisco. He's actually the son, Kathy Bourdain and David Gilbert, who were members of the Weather Underground and went on a crime spree where people got killed. And so
those people should never be allowed to be in public office or anywhere near
exactly.
or involved with public office.
So this kid was raised by Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. And he was also the foreign policy advisor for Hugo Chavez. You know, he was in Venezuela when George Soros was sending people to Venezuela to train for violent protests. So that's the little background, you know, where he's making San Francisco be like a socialist crime pit like Caracas, Venezuela, because he had training himself. You know, so now...
Well, and the... what is it that... The woman from Kazakhstan, that's that, what was it, Senator Kennedy called out?
Oh, I missed that.
You know, she was straight up raised in the Soviet Union, wants to dissolve our Federal Reserve.
Amarova.
Amarova. Mm-hmm. That woman should not even be living in this country.
Exactly. Let alone being nominated.
Yeah, I mean, she clearly never gave up her enemy combatant status as a Soviet communist. So she has no business even living in this country because it's clear she's hostile to our way of life.
Right, that's the deal. Hostile to our way of life is what should deport people or pull their U.S. citizenship away, like George Soros. Anyway, we'll be back after this little break. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM, JT World Music in the background. We'll be back with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Arabee, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
John Campbell. He's from Louisiana and Texas, but the record label, well, the manager was playing around with somebody in the record label and they wanted to keep him in New York City. He had a southern drawl. He wanted to come live back down in the South because he toured for 274 days out of the year. So what difference did it make? He said where he lived.
That would be a bit odd being from the South living in New York City.
Yeah, he had enough of New York, you know, and them commingling their drug money with his money, where he didn't even have enough money to bury his own mother, Hondalen Bibi. But then, you know, those people, they has a book coming out, and I decided not really to participate in it and want everybody to lie so of what they had to do with John. And so then I'm going to say something about it and let you know what the real deal is. But, you know, there it goes. That was a good friend of mine. So Bunny Matthews was a good friend of mine, too. There's something coming up about him. But, you know, when Arizona, another thing that's happening in Wisconsin that they're not bringing up, the sheriff of Ranson, Wisconsin, filed charges against 5 of the 6 election officials.
And that was interesting.
Right. And so, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming out of Wisconsin to where, you know, a convenient, serious accident like what happened at this parade in Waukesha, you know, it's sort of like a little too convenient, you know, and like why this guy ran over his girlfriend, the mother of his child, earlier in the month, and they let him out and he runs over 30, 40 people. Yeah, that's
Rosenbaum that attacked Rittenhouse. He had been released from the mental hospital that night. Went straight from the mental hospital, unmedicated, to the riot.
Oh, isn't that nice? Now, you see, if you hear it on certain networks, and even local and national news, they say, yeah, a man who shot 3 protesters, and 2 of them died. I mean, they don't say this kid would. If you saw this video that the defense withheld from the prosecutor withheld from the defense, you would say, why did these people file charges on this kid? They should have just shown that and shown it to be self-defense. I mean,
well, and if they weren't, if he wasn't
crooked,
you know, Binger hadn't been literally put into office with George Soros' money, this would have never happened. But if you follow the money trail to his election campaign, he literally is bought and paid for by George Soros' foundation.
Right. Plus, they were trying to use this case to put a kid in prison. They already had him with stiff bail and all. Binger wanted to get on the bench. That's where he wants to do bigger things for himself. So he's going to lie about a kid, to even deceive the court where the judge picks it up and calls him out. And then the liberals and the crazy people want to have something to say about the judge having an American flag in his courtroom. This is how nuts these people have gotten.
Oh, I know, they're literally communists. People need to stop saying it, or stop avoiding it, rather, and just say it. These people are
communists.
They're not friends of this nation, and we need to stop them. And I'm not saying violence. I'm saying humiliate them at the polls and send a message across the country that we are not grooving with this ethno-Marxism that they're trying to shove down our throats.
Exactly. The libertarian that was in the election in New Orleans for an office that she won, she is going to start looking into, from what I understand what she said, but this is why. We need election integrity in the city of New Orleans anyway. She said that there should have been more runoffs you know, because people are tired of the, you know, the corruption here. And so I agree with her, and so I'm going to go find out what's going on. Now,
well,
of course,
we can all make that happen if we get out.
No, this is what I'm saying.
We'll encourage other people to speak out. So if all of us did our part by speaking out on our own, it's like a spark in a forest in the middle of summer. You start a fire, one spark. And that's what everybody's got to do. We've got to use our First Amendment while we still have it. Look at Australia. Does anybody want that to happen here?
Right. No, right. And I have to say, I want to thank the person that sent me this wonderful card. And they told me that I inspired them to start kicking ass. I can say that on the air. I'm ripping off.
And
they kicking ass,
it.
I'm ripping off penises and throwing them in people's faces because I'm after the chapter of the mob called the Weasel Dicks, and it looks like they had a little problem over by with the Archdiocese that plays right into what I've been saying the same lawyers did with phony paper around my family's holdings and with the studio, the Jermaine Wells Mansion. Even if
they'll try to ruin us at every level, Barbara. At every level,
right?
And they are. I mean, can you imagine what would happen if Kyle Rittenhouse had been found guilty? We would have then not been able to defend ourselves against rioters,
crazy people. When I'm just saying this, I think I was 64. Yeah, when I was held by people at a funeral as we're going into church that beat on me with four open surgical wounds. Then we have, I want to name that lousy police officer, Tora Clark from the 3rd District, set up by Frank DeSalvo and Mr. Bigelow, a former judge that was thrown off the bench for fixing cases when his ass should have been thrown into prison. And he should have been disbarred. But guess what? I'm going to try and play it to where they all get disbarred. Now, people think that that's a major event. But look, with the other things that I know that they can check on, they better disbar them or the Louisiana Disciplinary Council ought to just close up. Because that's why we got thugs on the bench. But the Louisiana Judiciary Commission was allowing to stay on the bench when there was clear evidence that they were playing with money in the state court registry. And what do you have to say as we closing out James Neighbors?
This corruption, I wish I could say that all of this corruption were any sort of surprise at all, but it isn't.
They're doing it in D.C.
Until we take it upon ourselves to clean it up, it's not going to go away. Every single one of us did one little thing every day.
Exactly.
We'll fix this country in a heartbeat. I'm not talking everybody has to be Sergeant York, right? Or
right.
Audie Murphy.
Right.
Just something little for this country.
Exactly.
And for your city every day. We'll get this country back from these thugs.
Exactly. No, exactly. They shouldn't be telling us, forcing us to participate in illegal activities. You know, that's crazy. You can't get a police report on injuries when you go to hospital for acts of violence. You know,
had one totally sealed up on me. We'll have to talk about that
next week. Okay, see you same time next week for the Beat Exchange, 7 o'clock on a Monday evening.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization capable